So what is it that you do? Like, what?
We do a tremendous amount of bridge work, mostly for the pipeline companies that have suspension bridges and pipes over water. And we use the coatings we've tried in the past, or the...
So the HRCSA top coat?
Yes, we ended up using that one. We've tried Reliance Copon, we've tried Wasser, we've tried some other two-part epoxies that failed. Even on the pipes they do, due to the moisture problems that we've had in the past. So it's, I'll just call it the 2100.
Okay, sure, why not?
We started using that coating in the early 90s, and we haven't turned back since.
Okay. How did you find out about it? What was your first trial or attempt at application?
Our first trial was on the Agassiz-Rosedale Bridge. We tried pipe and cables under there. How I found out about it was from a man called Bob McClellan. He owned Reed Crothers Engineering out of Edmonton. Uh-huh. He said he had heard about this coating, and he said I should look into it. And I did. And that's when we contacted the consultant from the TR2100. And he came out, and we did some testing with it. And from that day forward, we got rid of everything else we used and started using that. Still use it.
So beyond performance, because you mentioned the other ones weren't working, beyond performance, what else do you appreciate about the HRCSA system?
It's an easy system to work with.
Meaning?
You're not mixing components or nothing. It's one component that comes in a can and you apply it. The good thing about it is that if you damage it in any way, all you have to do is take out the solvent that the manufacturer sends you, scratch it a little bit, wipe it, and then recoat it. You don't have to use power tools or anything.
So when you're using it in the initial application, what's your surface preparation procedure?
Procedures are depending on what's on the cables. A lot of time we have to use wire wheels to get out any organic materials or the old epoxy that they put on some of these cables that failed. We had to take it out. On the towers and the pipes, we use a 3M fabric pad. It has no abrasions in it. It's approved by Federal Fisheries. Puts no contaminants in the water. So that's a big issue too. And then we wash it with the manufacturer's solvent and we dry it, and then we apply the top coat.
So you mentioned earlier that it's a single component system. It's easy to use. How many times do you have to go up and down the wire to get the job done?
Depending on the cleaning process.
Okay.
If the 2100 gets put on in the lifespan that is supposed to be according to the specifications, all you have to do is wash it with the manufacturer's solvent and coat it again. It 200-foot cable with the stagings and that we have, just to wash up and coat down, probably takes 2 hours.
Oh, okay. So you're washing it going up. Now, when you say wash, what could you be more specific? Are you talking about using a solvent-soaked rag, or?
We use paint mitts for everything we do.
Okay.
We have a paint mitt on one hand, and you put in the solvent, you wring it out, then you put it on the cable. You probably go maybe 5 or 6 feet, and then you have a rag right underneath it that you're drying at the same time to take any dirt or anything off the top coat. And then by the time you get to the top of the bridge, you put your paint mitt on and you dip it in your paint pail and you start your way down. You go about 4 feet at a time, stop, reload your mitt, go about 4 feet at a time. Yeah.
So the solvent wipe is really just to take off the loose, the contaminants, really. I mean, if there's tightly adhered substrate coating, well, would you just leave it on, or?
Oh, heck yeah. It doesn't remove the top coat at all. All it does is take any dirt or anything off of it that is connected to it. And you're out in the environment like that. No matter what kind of paint you have, dirt does stick to it. You know, sure. It's on the surface and that. So you have to make sure it's clean. The coating person that we work with there, he's quite a fussy man. You know, I mean, these pipeline companies we work for Fortis, Pembina, Enbridge, and TC Energy. If the coating didn't work in their jobs, we wouldn't be there. It's a winner for the pipeline companies, no doubt. You know, they're benefiting big time. They've gone through, I mean, we've done tests with, I don't know what was in the cans, and none of it lasted. On some of the pipes it did, but that was in real dry climates. But when you got scratches and marks on them, you got to take tools out, then you have to collect the dust because it's harmful to the fish. It's inert, and there's no issues. The top coat that we use, there's no issues with that.
So before, they would invest a lot of time and resources toward coating, recoating, and recoating. Whereas with the HRCSA top coat, you're applying it once and you're good for what are you seeing in terms of durability, longevity?
The manufacturer recommends 3 to 5 years on a second coat. Then you, depending on the environment you're in, you can get up to 15 years on your cables. On some of the pipes in that, like under the one bridge we have in Agassiz, we got 19 years on that pipe, but it's up under a concrete bridge. It doesn't get a lot of the abrasions that it does on the open bridges. They last a long time.
So when you talk about abrasions, what type of abrasions would there be? Just the wind blowing sand, or?
That's exactly what it is. All the bridges over the rivers have sandbars on each side. We have a bridge in Prince George that we found rocks up in the cables as big as your thumbnail. That's a lot of sand and stuff that's beaten up. And they last a good 5 years.
And the winds are getting stronger and stronger from with the climate change.
Oh, big time stronger. Last year was the biggest wind factors they had on all the bridges here in BC.
So you're probably going out more frequently than you were before.
No. I mean, you might get an edge that gets wore off. No matter what kind of coating it is, they've had hard coatings on these pipes, and that same thing happened a little longer, but the same thing happens. It just wears the leading edge off that it blows mostly from, I believe it's west or east sides of the bridges seem to get that. And it's on the towers, it's on everything. It's just the cables.
The HRCSA top coat is an elastomeric coating as compared to the other ones, which are traditionally hard film formers. Wouldn't the hard film form coatings that would be applied have a tendency to micro crack and undercut when abrasion is introduced?
They do micro crack. I've never seen the undercut before, but they micro crack. That's for sure. You can see the fine lines in them. With the 2100, we don't seem to get that. It just seems to take that leading edge off, and it's so easy to fix. You just put your paint mitt on, and your solvent, one guy in front with the solvent mitt, one guy in the back with the paint mitt, and it's an easy fix. It's quick.
And of course, with your process that you guys have developed, access is not an issue. I mean, it's just a part of the job.
Exactly. It's part of the job. Once you understand your access and how you get there, it's so easy.
So you've sung praise about its performance on wire rope. What about on the flat surfaces for the pipelines? How's and also with the saddles? What's been your experience there with the HRCSA?
The same. It lasts on the tops of the pipe where we walk. We put a 3M walk strip, and then we paint right over that as we go through, and then we can just walk right on top of it. In about 4 months, you can walk out there with absolutely no issues. Your boots don't mark it or nothing.
Okay, so the elastomeric coating isn't vulnerable to the weight of the and the pressure of the boots. How long a cure time do you think it would take in order to get that?
It depends on your temperatures. We walked on it in 7 days.
7 days. Okay. Temperature. Yeah. Oxygen and heat are the two factors for its cure.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how do you tell if it's ready?
As soon as you step on it, you'll know. Yeah, I mean, we've been using this for many years now, so we can tell just by looking at it.
Can watch.
Yeah, but we work in such a fashion that as we go across our bridges, we'll leave a strip on the top open to go back and forth so we don't damage any coating, because you don't want to leave footprints in your coating. Sure. You don't have to. And as the baskets go through, because we have to remove cables and everything as well, we remove the cables, we have a 5-gallon pail with a roller in it, we just roll across the tops, and we don't go back until the next year. Yeah, on the some of the steel members that hold the pipe up, we've got 2200 quite a bit.
Okay.
To get rid of the crevice corrosion. We're in the process now. I just had conversations with the consultant. We have a bridge at Taylor that is an open grate bridge, and we're having issues with the crevice corrosion between the saddle bands and the pipe. We're going to put the 2200 around the whole saddle, put rubber over it, and that will fix it forever.
Okay.
We won't never have to do it again. We usually take a chipping hammer and just chip around the edges of it.
Okay.
Then we have a little pump spray bottle. We just spray it.
Okay. So a little bit of pressure to get inside all of the crevices.
Yeah.
Okay. And then?
And where we've used it on the pipe itself, under expansion joints and stuff like that, we roll it on, and then we put the rubber over top of it, and then we band the rubber on to stop any corrosion starting underneath that. Well, the rubber usually lasts 6 to 8 years.
Okay.
Then we pull it off, put a new piece on, but we don't put the penetrant on again because it's still there.
Okay, so it doesn't seal up. It remains liquid underneath the rubber.
Stays soft. Yes.
Okay.
It's not a runny liquid. Once it's in there, it kind of gels a little bit. I don't really know how to paint it. But it stays soft. And when you pull the rubber off, it's stuck a little bit to the rubber, but it's still on the pipe. We just put the rubber right back over top. We don't put another coat on.
Have you ever had the experience where you've applied the coating in a very dusty area and the coating got dirty, like it picked up the dirt?
We have a rail cars that go by here, coal cars.
Okay, coal cars. Oh boy. Okay.
And the hard coating that was on the pipe, it picked up as much as the top coating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's no real difference.
Okay. Okay. That's
it. The only place we have it here is in Hope on the north side of the river, where the boxcars go back empty and the coal dust just flies out of them. And we didn't find any difference from the original orange and white coating that was put on before we started to putting on the top coating now.
Oh.
No difference. Yeah, you can still see the orange and white quite clearly.
After how long?
Oh, forever, until the coating disappeared. It stayed, we never lost the color. I mean, it got a little darker, but I mean, that when we recoated it, all we had to do was wash it with the solvents and then coat over it. We didn't have to do anything else. It lasted the full 5 years.
When you wiped it down with the solvent, did the color come back, or was it, had it change a little bit?
It dulls a little bit.
Okay.
When you wash it with the solvent, but other than that, the color is perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really, you're on a maintenance schedule. So every 5 years is what the company requires to keep up with their standards. But you probably, you know, probably wouldn't need to go that frequently. Is that a fair statement? Or
it is. The companies we work for mm-hmm. don't follow the schedules. You know, we're doing one of the cables now that's 9 years old, which was supposed to be done in five. 98% of the cables we just had to wash. Some of the smaller cables that get a lot of pressure on them, it does fracture a little bit. So we just have to take a scratch pad and give a little bit of a scratch with solvent on it, and then we just coat over it then.
And again, this is minimal amount of time. I mean,
well, like I say, they can do a 200-foot cable with a single man basket, wash all the way out. They wash and dry on the way out, and they paint on the way back in. They can do it in an hour and a half, 2 hours. And that's moving your stagings you work off of, moving your basket, hanging it on the line, doing a quick inspection, and then away you go. It's out of all the other stuff we've tried on the cable, the 2100 and the coatings that we get from the manufacturer that we're using now are the ones to use for cables. No ifs, buts.
And okay.
I've got 30 years experience with this coating, at least, or more. And the companies we work for brought out many different kinds of coatings, and they all failed.
So, I guess we just have to find a way to get the word out. So very grateful that you're supporting us in this effort here, because
if these people want to look, I mean, there's these bridges all over BC and Alberta. Get off your ass and go have a look. They're there.